disaster happened, my neighbor woke me up. He called up into my bedroom window and told me to wake up because the World Trade Towers were being attacked. And so I started watching it on television there. After the initial shock and had worn off and the anger, I was most dismayed by the nationalistic, jingoistic war talk, and the war there has been extremely disturbing. Now that it looks as if there may be a measure of success, of course, it's more reassuring, but everything is still very up in the air, and I feel a great deal of empathy with the Afghani people and the terrible suffering they've had over the way that so many groups have fought over their territory, and including their own tribal leaders. And I feel really, really sorry that it took this kind of event for people to start paying attention to what's going on in Afghanistan and just how devastated things are there. Right now, I feel very concerned about the attempts by the president to abrogate traditional civil liberties of non-U.S. citizens. The idea of military tribunals is extremely frightening. And I'm worried about what effect this whole event will have on what it is we're supposed to be protecting in the first place, which is a free and just system that we have worked long and hard to establish and suddenly seems to be under attack by elements in our government. I'm even concerned now that things like this cell phone call are being monitored, that there's no, that all doors are open as far as surveilling people within the United States, whether they're citizens or not. It's a very frightening time. I'm more frightened about that, I think, than I am about flying.
Saturday.